Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the book of Haggai today, and if you're unfamiliar with that, it's near the end of the Old Testament. After Haggai is Zechariah and then Malachi. So go to the end of the Old Testament, work your way back a few books, find Haggai. Haggai is right after Zephaniah. Very short book. I want to read just a little introduction that's in my Bible, so you get a little bit of historical context here. When Cyrus, king of Persia, conquered Babylon in 539 BC, he allowed the exiled Jews to return home and rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. One group returned the next year, completing and dedicating the temple foundation within two more years. But they were stopped by suspicious and resentful neighbors who had influence in the Persian court. 16 years later, when King Darius takes the throne, the prophet Haggai urges the people to restart their work. He calls specifically on Zerubbabel, the appointed governor, and Joshua the high priest to lead the project. Within 4 years, the reconstruction was completed and worship in the temple resumed. That's the context of this book. I'm going to read it, take any devotional pauses I think of, give some applicational thoughts at the end, and then close in prayer. And I hope you do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. And this little book of Haggai, Father, which I'm not that familiar with, it's been a long time since I've looked at it. And yet, Father, we know that it's here partly to be able to help me grow closer to you. And I pray that you'll help me to do that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Haggai 1. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build my house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why? Declares the Lord Almighty. Because of my house, which remains a ruin while each of you is busy with your own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, on the new wine, the olive oil and everything else the ground produces, on people and livestock, and on all the labor of your lands. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people. I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month. That's the end of chapter 1. So you have the prophet coming, God speaking through the prophet, saying, hey, you're paying attention to your own houses, you're not paying attention to my house. And back then, again, that the temple of the Lord, the place where they worshipped, was where they saw the presence of God. He did not live inside of all of them as he does today. So it was obviously very important. He's getting them inspired and unified to work on this. Chapter 2. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth and sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty, and in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priest what the law says. If someone carries consecrated meat in the fold of their garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, olive oil, or other food, does it become consecrated? The priest answered, no. Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priest replied, it becomes defiled. Then Haggai said, so it is with this people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they offer there is defiled. Now give careful thought to this from this day on. Consider how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When anyone came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When anyone went to a wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck all the work of your hands with blight, mildew, and hail, yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. From this day on, from this 24th day of the ninth month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought. Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Is there until now the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit? From this day on, I will bless you. The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month. Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will turn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers. Horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring. For I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty. That's the end of Haggai 2 and the end of our reading for today. So it seems, just from a reading of this, that God's main message through his prophet is, you have been defiled, you have not honored me, and therefore I have not blessed you. Now you're honoring me by getting my place of worship back ready. You're going to honor me through the sacrificial system. You're going to do what I've asked you to do. My blessing is going to be on you. And there's also this prophecy about the future. Sometimes the prophecies look to something that's going to happen in Israel's near future. Sometimes it looks way ahead, even to our future. And we're not always given a lot of details of what that's going to look like or what exactly that's going to do. But all through here, you have the emphasis of, here's what the Lord Almighty says. The one who is sovereign, the one who is in charge of all things, the one who has all power. So what do we take away from this? What do I apply from these chapters? I guess I take away the main message for me is that God expects my complete obedience and worship. That although there's no particular promises that everything... If I'm in the right place, that all the blessings I want are going to come. But there's certainly this general principle of God wants to bless his people. He wants to protect his people. He wants to help his people in every way, even temporal ways, even with food and drink and all of these things. But more than that, more than all of that, he wants my complete worship. Wholehearted, focused, singular worship. So that's what I'm going to focus on today. What about you? Father, thank you for your word and this little book of prophecy, Haggai. Lord, help me to remember that the same Lord Almighty, you, in the days of Haggai are still the same today. And you want my total obedience, wholehearted devotion, Lord. I want to give that to you today and every day. And I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your power. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.